Yo, what's good? It's your boy, the Camaro Man. This is another episode of Victory Light, the most important, popular fire podcast on the planet. It's not even a podcast. It's an institution. And today, we're talking about a lot of different things, man. The declining birth rates in the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? A hypothetical that asks, would you bail your man out if he was down bad financially and on a date? You know what I'm saying? Also, streamers getting arrested for doing innocent kid-like things. You know what I mean? We're going to talk about that and more right here on Victory Light. Don't go nowhere, because if you do, we're gonna
on Victory Light. On Victory Light.
Yeah, see?
That's exactly what you sound
it's
like.
It's Victory Light, episode 139, see? Yeah. Yeah, and you better ask somebody, man.
Yeah, we're out here. We're back, you know what I'm saying? You're welcome, yes. You know what I'm saying?
That's what do you mean you're welcome?
To the big, to them.
Oh, no, a ellos tampoco no le habla así a ellos, coño.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah,
más respeto.
You know what I'm saying? More respect. We love y'all, you know what I'm saying? That's why we're here, you know what I'm saying? You know what this is. It's your boy, you know what I'm saying? I didn't hit the Fat Joe rewind this week, you know what I mean? So I look a little more advanced.
I'm telling you, the salt and pepper.
Bro, just leave it. Stop with the Beijing.
I do. So look, I don't do the Beijing because of, like, personal reasons. It's because these cameras, they like 12K. So then, like, all the gray hairs just look like not hair on camera.
Okay.
So it looks, I look like I got mange. Yeah.
Oh.
You know, the thing is, you know how long it took me for my beard to connect?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that it finally connects, I'm like, I'm not having y'all thinking like AI got my beard disconnected, bro.
But you know what's crazy? The part where it connects, still black. Still black, it ain't gray yet.
Oh, so that might be your answer.
There you go.
Honestly, bro, I fuck with the salt and pepper. That shit look beautiful on you.
Hey, yeah.
But I know Les Brown used to hit us with the mascara. I didn't even know they used to use that.
Yeah.
He used to color his beard with mascara.
Yeah. Yo, that is diabolical, because it transfers. So anytime you go to hug somebody or whatever.
Yeah, but it's like, bro, if you doing that, it's like, fuck people.
Fuck people.
Who gives a fuck?
I don't give a fuck about people.
Yeah, I'm not hugging nobody.
Damn, fuck, I ain't touching you.
Yeah.
You fucking peon. You know what I'm saying? But y'all are not peons. We love y'all. You know what I'm saying? The Victory Light gang. You know what I'm saying? Light Brigade, Light Fam. La Luz de la Victoria. Estamos aquí. It's your buddy Kim Merrill, the Human Durag Flap, because I keep it wavy. You know what I'm saying? Reino Valle, the Yap God, Rap God in the building. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. If I sound a little strange today, it's because I was
ripping it. Like, open up the pit.
I was ripping it, man. Last night.
Bronx Brewery turned his shit up.
A rock star.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was mad because I was watching it and I was like, bro, yelling at you.
Yeah.
And I was just like, grab the fucking mic and pace.
Yeah. Nah.
Pace around the stage. And I was just like, nah, I saw mad equipment attached to the mic stand and shit.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I was like, we're in the Bronx. We're in the Bronx.
I had an effects pedal next to me. That's why. Because I was fucking with the effects and shit. So
I don't know about I don't know what the fuck that means.
First time ever hearing those words.
You feel me? Like, shit, the FX pedal made me crash my car. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm driving the fucking Optimus Prime nowadays.
And we got La Matatana in the building.
Bitch in New York City.
Yes, sir.
You
looking cute as ever. I can say that because Hassan's not here today.
Oh,
the one and only
El Edding.
Mr. Talk Crazy Get Punched in the Face. Edding in the building.
Baby.
Yeah, that's
You know what I'm saying? He's behind the ones and twos every weekend. Maybe not. Maybe so. He's editing video. He's making shit. He's creating. He's doing everything in the world. And he has a full head of hair, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's single, but I'm saying he is, bitch. And of course,
that's crazy words.
You know what I'm saying? The guy. You know what I'm saying? The guy who makes it all go. The guy who says, Ronald Reagan was not president in 2003. Merrill, that's wrong.
Yes.
Min Tran, the god, the super producer in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Make some fucking noise. Let me get an applause, goddamn it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Min Tran, the freaky Vietnamese man, may or may not also be Dominican. We don't know.
We don't know.
I'm really sorry, but I'm just reading a tweet right now, or a Facebook status post that says,
woo!
This doesn't affect any of you guys, but it says, I do not like Puerto Ricans.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
Now, hold on. Keep going, man.
Nah, that's crazy.
Keep going, man. What did the comments say?
The comment said, why not? And then the person said, they disgust me.
Yo, wait, what?
Hold on. And then what does it say after that?
What do they be saying?
What do they be saying?
Because she wrote, they discuss me.
Oh, instead of disgust.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What do they be saying?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Come on, bro. I already know how Puerto Rican fans feel about us. We got to trust that.
Yeah. Nah, we love y'all, but y'all got to stop talking about whoever that is.
Yeah.
Y'all got to stop discussing her.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Because what do y'all be saying that makes her feel this way? You know?
You know?
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't discuss. Don't ask questions. Leave that up to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know what? She might feel that way irregardlessly. You know?
Because like, yo, you never know.
Yeah.
Like, she could like, you know, like.
You could run into her at the store because she could get like a lighter or something.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah. I love New York Spanglish, man.
Like,
yeah.
Like, yo, like you bugging. Like, I'm trying to just go like, I don't got matchbooks no more.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what the fuck?
Remember when matches were free?
Yes.
Like, you could just go to the store and be like,
yo, let me get a book of matches, Poppy.
And they just go,
toma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what it is? People ain't smoking that much no more. You know what I'm saying? But you know what it is smoking? This motherfucking show, nigga. We on fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Smoke's coming out from under my nuts. But we took it out with like special effects and shit like that.
Oh, is that what that smell is?
Yeah. What the fuck is that smell? It's my balls. You know what I'm saying? With tahini sauce.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, listen. So last episode, you know what I'm saying? We didn't get to this, but this is very important. You know what I mean? Because we like to give y'all advice, unlike Nick Cannon, which is good. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Good relationship advice. And there was a hypothetical out there in the world that was asking, you know, of other men, are you sending your mans some money if he's on a date and he is short and he hits you up? Yo, I'm out with Shorty, bro. She bad, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, show the BBL is fully healed. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know what I mean? But the bill just came. It's $250, bro. I only got $150 cash. You got me?
I'm going to let the man answer.
Oh, all of a sudden it's about me?
Yeah.
You asked me his man.
He's like, yo, I'm a center of the man now.
So here's the thing.
That's the, by the way, first and last time you'll ever hear Liz Bell say that.
Yeah.
That's
first
not
last
true.
Time.
I'll be staying out of y'all business, bro. Whenever y'all start talking about cock and balls, I'll be like, what's that about?
You know? Yo.
So come on, man.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm sending the bread, but not because I care about my friend, but because I can't let the hoes know that I hang out with bums.
Oh, yeah. Listen,
damn.
That's
mean.
That's, yeah, nah. I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, nah.
I thought about it in a very benevolent way.
Nope.
Like, yo.
I'm sending, because you know he going to hit you with the, yo, Rainy, my man, what's good, bro?
Yo.
Yeah, what's happening, bro? Yo, I,
don't do
Rainy,
that.
My guy, what's good, bro? Yo, check your text messages. Rainy, my friend, right?
Speaker. Yo, am I on speaker? Nah,
yeah.
Put me on speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or he'll Uber courier you a Nextel trip
just so he can be on trip. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
But I heard that initial you? Yo has 20 O's attached to it.
Yeah,
that's what you know is real, bro.
Yeah.
The
more O's, the most fucking,
the more severe.
Like, yeah, you got it. Yo, put some fucking pep in your step.
Yo, hurry up. Yeah. Yo, there's 26 O's, bro. Like, hurry the
you
fuck up.
You stalling the conversation, a way to keep coming back. Yeah, give me a second. We having a good time. Yo.
Nah, they
you
hit
fucking
the,
sweating.
They hit the yo with 26 O's, and then if you don't respond, it's 60 seconds flat. They hit the question mark reaction.
Yeah.
Like, on the... Yeah.
Meanwhile, and that man is sitting there, sweating bullets, looking at his phone, just looking at the little three dots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, ladies, if you ever on a date and you feel like he acting a little strange out of nowhere, that's he just waiting for that response.
He waiting for that text. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no, like I was saying, like I would send it on some benevolent shit, but now that you said that, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want... You know what? Nah, it's cool. A lot of my friends is bums, bro. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, listen, we got to have some self-awareness. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Just because he's a bum don't mean I'm a bum. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. you are, like, people say you are the company you keep. I don't believe that shit because I hang out with crackheads.
Yeah.
I'm not a crackhead.
That's crazy for you to say.
Yeah, bro.
You
know?
That's crazy. Not like crackheads. That's crazy for you to say,
functional
bro.
Crackheads. Not yeah. like people that you'd be like, yo, you're a fucking crackhead.
Bro, people that...
Like, casually. Not like an actual crackhead. Like, y'all stole your huffy.
So, people that happen to smoke crack.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like Biden's son.
Moderation.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I get it. My fault.
Yo, and by the way, I saw that interview. Low-key, I'm like, yeah, I fuck with this dude now. Like, yeah. Hard. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I could see that.
Bro, Hunter Biden is just stove god cooks for white people.
For white people? Bro, and Stove got cooks yeah. with the Joe Biden voice?
Yes.
Because he got like the same Joe Biden like cadence and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh shit, bro, like this motherfucker, he spit you out.
Yeah.
God, right into a crack pipe.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Jesus Christ. I think about it as a woman, like if my boy is hitting me up asking me to send him bread, I'm going to be like, yo, send me her IG. Like, just send me her IG.
Oh, you got to do reconnaissance.
No. I'm going to hit her up and be like, yo, sis, we out. Fuck this guy. He don't know what he doing. He out here.
Stop
I
it.
Bet you got the cheapest shit, too. And he out here. He's asking me for bread, twin.
Yeah.
So pull up on me.
She's twin, though?
Damn. Twin. You sent an audio message.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, this is what really happened. And if you really think about it, the motherfucker done took my personality, so you going to have more fun with me anyway. So.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yo, that's fucking crazy. I think I'm asking where he's at.
Yeah.
Because if he's like, yo, I'm at Chili's, I'm like, bro.
What?
That's your fault. That's your fault.
Yeah.
That's your
fault. Now, if you at fucking Del Frisco's or some shit, I'm like, all right,
bro.
I could see, you know, you sometimes you underprepared.
Hey, like Pop Smoke said, shoot at the moon, land in the stars. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yo, you're doing too much. You know what I'm saying? Live within your means. Yeah.
I've done it before for friends. It's like,
true.
I don't give a fuck. I'm the type of friend you could call and you'd be like, yo, I don't have no money, and I've had a terrible week. I need an eighth.
Yeah.
I got you, twin. Yeah. I got it. You got it, sis. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'd rather you straight up ask me, like, yo, I need a fucking blunt after this day.
Yeah.
I need a blunt. I don't mind.
I will not. That's one aspect of life where I'm like, I do not hesitate. I'm like, yo, if I see a motherfucker with a turkey bag, I could have just met you 2 hours ago. I'd be like, yo, let me hold some of that, bro. Like, you smoking all that? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas stressed out, bro.
Yeah.
Then I started telling them my life story. Yo, I got 4 kids, bro. Like, this shit is...
Yeah, but then your problems seem real...
Right, like, out I feel of like touch I would stab
for
you.
Other people. Like, you hit the blood, you're like... You know what I'm saying? Koi fish been acting crazy.
Yo, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? No.
Like, got this one motherfucker, biggest motherfucker in the pond, won't eat none of his chow. I'm like, yo, I had the best chef flying from Korea. Put the motherfucking shit in the goddamn in the pond. They just let it sink to the bottom. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this shit. The saltwater pond. I don't even know. I can't just drop Epsom salt in the motherfucker.
Pass
it's
the
a special
blood,
kind of
bro.
Salt. You know what I'm saying? So shit rough out here, man. $2 million overhead shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Meanwhile, you don't got a bottle of fucking water to drink.
Yeah.
He passed the blood. My cousin calls like,
yeah.
Yo, I only drive Uber.
Yeah.
The transmission on my car blew up.
Yeah. So now I can't drive Uber.
Nah, I can't drive Uber no more.
Yeah, man. That's how it be.
That's why I'm robbing you right now.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, take a coin. Don't kill me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Take a coin.
It's worth 50 bands. I swear to God. Shit. Nigga, take a live coin to Pawn Stars?
Yeah.
The fucking fish flapping on the counter, like...
Take that shit over there. It's like, so here we have a live magic carp. Golden scales off the side here. Charlie, get over here. What's his son's name? Chum Lee or something? Whatever that shit is.
He'll come in and he'll be like, I don't know, I think we gotta call Ed. And then they'll call like a random expert on like whatever the fuck, on fucking jars.
And then he'll,
or whatever.
The expert will show me like, well, they don't say all goddamn told me to man. The best we can talk about 800, 1500 minutes of battle.
And then the other dude's just like, best I could do is 700.
Yeah.
and it's like a fucking gun from the Revolutionary War yeah. and shit. Like, and like, yo, this shit, I shot George Washington with this shit. It's just like, yeah. best I could do is $300. Yeah. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? This shit is an artifact. Yeah. Like, the fuck are they talking about?
And that's every episode.
Every single goddamn one, bro. But listen, like I said, we here to give you advice, okay? And we did. Send your man some money. If he's out there on a date and he's short and he's fucked up, send him money. Because there is a very serious issue in the United States of America that Liz has brought to our attention. You know what I'm saying?
It's not that serious. Only it's not that serious. Women are not giving birth. Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Yeah.
Relax. Take a chill pill. Yeah, the CDC just announced that the U.S. has the lowest birthing rate right now in history, bro. In U.S. Ooh. History, women are not giving birth. And this is like all ages.
Good.
Not good is crazy.
Nah, you know
bro.
Why? Because it's about time women take their fucking power and autonomy back. Because for the longest time, I mean, I don't gotta say this shit to y'all, but for the longest time, women were like, marriage and children was always pushed on women, even from a young age. Yeah. Bro, you know, as a father, bro.
Oh, come on, dog.
Like, you wake up to shit when you have kids that you didn't realize before. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm walking by the toy aisles with my sons. I go, and that shit is gendered for whatever reason, but, like, I go to the boys section. It's all trucks, monsters, dinosaurs, dart guns, armor, like damn near whole costumes, cosplay shit, right? Like comic books, movies, TV, slime grenade, right? All this crazy imaginative shit. The world is your fucking oyster when you're a little boy.
Yo, you want to go to the dinosaur with a laser on your head?
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, bro, you go to girls section.
It's a kitchen set, baby, a toy stroller, toy diaper set.
A baby mop.
Is fucking...
That's crazy.
And I'm like, bro.
And then you pick up the baby mop, you turn it over, that shit says, made in Dominican Republic.
Yep. clothes is the same way too.
Yeah.
You go to their clothes, all the boys' clothes is like, oh, daddy's little monster. Boys will be boys. Fuck off. Boys will be boys. Stop. Enough. You go to the girls' clothes, it's, oh, princess, sweet little angel. Fucking, they got tutus and shit. Little crowns. Bro. The propaganda's nuts, bro. So having all that pushed on you from such a young age, and then like when a lot of women achieve the so-called dream, they are pushed into a world that is like not what the dream was. Mm-hmm. They get married to shitty motherfuckers and then bear children to awful men. And a lot of women are waking up to the fact that that shit fucking blows. You mean to tell me this isn't the end of the finish line? Why would I do this when I can have a career and fuck off to Tulum?
A victory light. A victory light.
This is the first time that women have been... Like, women have the freedom right now to do whatever it is that you want. Yeah. Because before, bro, we just got access to bank accounts. We just were able to fucking have a bank account without having your husband or your father sign on shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is all new territory. And I think that also just the way the internet works, word moves around a lot quicker. And shit that used to be taboo, and you talking to another mom and just saying, yo, I'm overwhelmed. Sometimes I need to get away from these kids. That, like, for you to tell a mom that is out of this world, because you're supposed to be a mom.
Yeah.
Every part of your being is to be present for this child. And when you can't do that, you obviously are a piece of shit. Like, you don't have, there is no leeway for just being overwhelmed or having to deal with things on your own. So now it's like women are speaking and women are saying, yo, I did this when I was young. And I know that this, like, all this shit is tied together. So women are speaking and women also have choices now. So it's a lot different. But I do think that it's interesting that they're basically saying that women are waiting longer now to have children.
Yeah.
So it's a decline in that. But the craziest part about teenage pregnancy, because I believe what Rainey is saying, it's pushed on us very early. And it's like, yo, the earlier you have your children, the better you'll be able to parent, you'll find a partner, and then you can live your life. So the earlier you have them, the better. The crazy part about teenage pregnancy, I think it's like 75% of teenage moms are giving birth to children whose fathers are over 20 years old.
Yeah.
So we also have to tie that in. Like, teenagers are now learning what predators are and how predators move.
Right.
So there's a whole different, like, we're in a whole different fucking ball game, bro, of what women are choosing, and now they're seeing, and now it's not that they're not fucking. Because they, motherfuckers is having a lot of sex, but they just believe in contraceptives now. So,
yeah.
I feel like somebody having a kid at 25 now is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, people look at you like, you're nuts. Like, yo, you're having kids, bro? Like, if you're, like, a professional person, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
In the hood, the hood is the hood, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, my cousin, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? You about to have a baby? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hope that baby's happy, healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, with the fellow teen father. You know what I'm saying? But my shit is just like, the mentality of my generation, like, was like, yo, have this kid in your 20s, so then by your 40s,
You're good.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then you can enjoy life. And then, but now it's like this generation, it's like, bro, why do I have to do that? Why can't I just enjoy life?
Right.
Like, period.
And then have,
like,
kids if I want to.
If I want to.
Yeah.
Or like the amount of kids. You know what I'm saying? Because when I be like, yo, I got four kids, niggas like, yo, you're, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Like, were you born in the 1800s? I'm like, nah, bro. Like, it just happened that way. But like, It's way more. It's not like back in the day. Like, I feel like our parents, they just was fucking, and it was like, oh, I'm pregnant.
Right, and like, they didn't believe in contraceptives at all. Especially if you're religious. Like, that you being on birth control is like, the most ungodly sin.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if you're on birth control, I'm not a doctor, but what I know about birth control is that it's like it fucks with your hormones.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it makes y'all act combative and erratic.
Oh God.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I just wanted to touch on that for a second because women,
that's right,
you got females in general.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what? That's crazy you mentioned that, God, because that birth control be inviting the spirit of Babylon. Demons. Inviting the spirit of Babylon into the sacred womb.
Word.
Infecting the womb of our queens.
Infecting the whole earth.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
So they gotta get off the birth control. Now, me personally, I'm going to shoot up the club every time just leave it in God's hands.
Because
that's the way we're supposed to do it. Ain't that right, Queen?
You feel me?
Sorry, Liz. I forgot to put latex covers on the microphone.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This is insane work, bro. This is what happens when you drink your 9-in-1 shampoo.
Yeah.
That's what happens to you, bro. Yeah, yeah. When you shower with the same shit you wash your car with. Okay?
Why do only men have that? Why is there no women... like 9-in-1 shampoo?
What, I can't have my Old Spice Baja Blast now?
No,
all of a sudden?
Motherfucker.
All of a sudden?
There's different things for different parts of your fucking body, all right? You should not be frying a pancake in the same shit you're going to use to clean your ears, all right? I'm sorry, I got to be the one to tell you that, motherfucker. You know?
Okay, well, what if I use my natural oils to fry the cake?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
I think both of y'all should try to kill each other. And if that doesn't work, kill yourself. I don't mean that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. You never just scrape the MetroCard and the sweat off your head and just use it as like, you know.
You know what I mean? To test the hot pan.
Yeah. You know what's fucked up? Sometimes y'all put words together that I've never heard in one sentence. And I can't, you know, like my brain is like, yo, get out, leave, run, bro.
You know, yo, but speaking of kids, man, you know what makes my brain feel like that? When people find out I have two sons and they go, when are you gonna try for the girl?
Yeah.
When are you gonna try for the girl? Oh, you need a daughter. First of all, bitch, are you showing up to take care of it?
Yo.
Huh?
Yo.
Don't make no fucking suggestions you can't follow up on.
Yo.
Yeah, bro, we gotta start talking to motherfuckers who be in people's faces talking about when are you gonna have a kid or how. Well, all of this shit is like, bro, first of all, mind your fucking business.
Fam.
Number two, you don't know what people got going on. You don't know if people want bitch ass kids or not. Or if they've been trying for 6 fucking years. You have no idea. Mind your business and stay out of people's pussies, dick, and balls, bro.
Yo. Bro, I don't even like the two sons I have. Why would I have another kid?
I can't believe Liz just told all of our older relatives to fuck off.
Yo, that's
bro,
crazy.
I sit in my family's face and I'll be like, yo, you're a bad parent. Stop talking to me.
Yeah. Yo.
I'm a menace. Yo, y'all think I'm bad here. Imagine at home, bro. Yeah. I remember there was a woman in my family. I've told y'all this story before.
Yeah.
Of a woman in my family who told us that a woman after 30 who hasn't given birth is like useless. And mind you, me and my sister sitting right there, bitch, in front of our salad. She's saying that to us. And I'm like, listen, I'd rather not give birth than to give birth and be a bad parent. And she was like, well, what do you mean? Like, what bad parents are here? I said, oh, that's for y'all to decide. That's for y'all to discuss when y'all ride home.
Yeah.
You know what makes you a bad parent when you beating the shit out of your daughter like she's a bitch on the street.
I know.
No, eso nunca pasado.
Oh, yeah. I made it up.
It was AI, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, no, it wasn't AI. It was lack of regular eye that made you make that decision. But yo, why would I have more children than the ones I have? Why would Mero have more children than the ones he has?
Bro, there's
why?
Enough.
Why? There's so they enough. Could so they could become streamers and then get arrested in a mall for playing hide and seek?
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Actually a good fucking, cause think about it, bro. Think about you trying right now, because y'all got y'all children. But imagine present day, you're trying to find a baby father, bro. They all streamers.
Ooh.
I just seen a streamer who basically had people pay a dollar to insult his son.
Yo.
Oh, my
and
God.
They literally paying a dollar just to call his son a fat piece of shit.
And it's crazy because...
And it's crazy because...
That kid will see that in the future.
He's right there. He's listening to it live, Mero.
You know what I'm saying?
And he starts crying on stream.
No.
And his dad is like, yo, if you're going to be like that, get the fuck off stream. Like,
wow.
That's the thing. They pay the dollar and the audio says what it is that they wrote in the comment.
Oh, no.
So he's crying
you
in real time.
You big bag bitch.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yo, I bet you eat Eggo waffles as bread.
Again, oh my God.
Peanut this is butter like a and jelly
seven
sandwiches.
And 8 year old, bro. He's
you
a child.
Little 7 year old. Big back bitch.
So imagine choosing him as your baby father, bro.
Yeah. All you hear is bling. How you 7 and look 30, broke ass boy. I'm about to get in your ass. Big pickle chin ass boy.
Pickle chin ass boy.
So fucked up. Oh my God.
Looking like you ate a pound of prosciutto head ass boy.
Head ass. A-H-H. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, bro.
But that is
boy,
great, that.
Boy, you fat ASL.
ASL. I'm like, bro, that, what? Age, sex, location?
Yeah,
like,
no.
What? Like,
that,
nah.
that will never mean... Yo.
He had to catch himself.
Teenagers on TikTok, this is a message. Stop trying to make ASL happen. It means too many other things
yes,
already.
Dog.
It means age, sex, location if you a freak bull.
Yeah.
It means American Sign Language if you're a good person. It will never mean as hell.
Like, bro,
stop it. Just
no
write as hell.
You learn something new every day, bro, because I've let them cook. I don't bother myself with teenage fucking. I'm like, you know what, bro? Whatever the fuck you talking about.
Fuck that. I do. What's up? Yo, what are y'all doing over here? What is this? What, you streaming? Get the fucking, let's go to the library.
Let's go to the library. Get a fucking book.
Get a book about something.
Bitch.
Motherfucker.
That's how you scare a kid, bro.
Yeah. Be like, yo, you
read some
real numbers.
Read this real fast.
Read it.
Since you got so much stuff. You know, you just gave me an idea. That's what I'm going to do next time I'm with my bitch ass cousin. You talk too fucking much. Read this sentence for me fast.
Yeah.
You better not stutter, motherfucker.
With the knuckle up, like, yo, fuck up.
Yeah.
You stutter, bro. It's over for that neck. I'll tell you that.
It's like, yo, if you confuse though and thought one more fucking time, bro, I swear to God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dog. So... The birth rates are declining, motherfuckers. I mean, but the funny shit is that the Trump administration is just like, yo, we got to do something about this. They're giving out fucking Groupons for IVF, bro. They're going crazy. But like, I'm like, yo, did y'all actually like sit down and like have a conversation about this? Like,
yeah.
People are not having kids because they can't afford to have
exactly.
kids.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm
saying?
And when they can't afford to raise and bring them up, you let mass shooters kill them.
Yeah. Also, yeah, like, it's the classic, like, the trope of, like, yo, y'all care about a baby until it's born.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and then, hey, you on your own, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel like there's like, a very sneaky, like, Dr. Yacoub element to this.
Yeah. You know why? Yeah, because...
It's like, we don't need more babies. We need more white babies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
There's the Yacoubian element. There's the element of... There's no protection for children once they are actually born. And then there's also the element of rich people just having kids to keep power in their family.
Oh, yeah.
Because the rich people that that can afford to have kids that are not Mero are letting are letting Jamaican women are letting Jamaican women that they pay under the table raise their children.
Come on.
So now my son got to go to school with Timothy, who show up to class and be like, okay, Godric, here, give here, Timothy, press trigger. I mean, not press people.
Yo, Wagwan. Wagwan star.
22 and I'm something.
Yo, like,
bro, why is your 5-year old talking like Ninja Man?
Bro, his
what the fuck is
5-year
going
old
on?
In my son's class was like, Timothy, Irie.
Yo, teacher's like, Timothy, do you have your homework? Man, fire for that, man.
Fire for that.
Blood clot homework.
Me not do not homework.
Homework. Me too busy breathing up.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, yo, bro, what the fuck? Bro, this is junior high.
Me not doing no pussy clot homework. Like,
So, Tennessee, listen. Tennessee. I know that your mother is very busy being a trad wife influencer, and your dad is in Silicon Valley.
Oh, my God.
I've spoken to Miss Abraham about your behavior, and she told me in no uncertain terms to suck me mudda.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but I really want to have a conversation with your biological parents.
And you know what? You know what? Actually, that's a great point. That's a great point. That's a great point, Miss Gonzalez. Now, listen, we're going to get his brother Berkeley in here because he seems to know a lot more about this strange foreign ethnic culture that's going on here. So we need to have a deeper conversation. Let's go to 3A and get his brother Berkeley
let's
in
go.
Here. Yeah, let's go do that.
Berkeley. Berkeley? I'm sorry, Miss Wilson. Can we have Berkeley for a second?
Yeah. Yo, call that motherfucker. Yeah, he show up sagging BB with the Robins.
Nah, bro.
Yo. BB sagging, fly like a dragon. You saw my dick because I'm flying like Aladdin.
Yo. That's right.
Yo, that was a lot of gang weird affiliation.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all.
Okay. I apologize. It's okay. Let's get off the gang shit and get into some more gang shit. Amp, which is not a gang, is a group of nice kids, you know what I'm saying, who stream and do innocent things.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent things. What is more innocent than playing hide and seek?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Where the fuck are you playing it?
The voice of reason.
Yeah.
I guess that depends.
I'm an asshole because I was the kid that was in Hunter College, like fucking freshman year, playing Manhunt in Bloomingdale's with 30 like degenerates. Mm. And like the cops is coming and like chasing us out of there. So I was just like, I didn't see nothing wrong with this. But Duke Dennis got arrested for playing hide and seek with Kai Cenat in the mall in San Antonio. You know what I'm saying? IMO, in my opinion, that's an acronym. This is dumb and racist because like, it feels to me like when I go to DR for like 48 hours or some shit like that, like just to go over there and do something, sign some papers or be present for something that I got to be present for, and then I go back to work, I always get yanked off the plane. You in there for 2 days, Mr. Martinez.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, let me guess. I got some jewelry on, you know, I got some Amiris on, so I must be trafficking cocaine.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. So now you got me jammed up at the airport for an hour.
Yeah.
Also, Hasan Minhaj famously said that his favorite thing to do when he became a famous, notable person was run through the airport. Because as a Muslim dude, that was a regular dude.
Fuck.
Him running through the airport with his luggage had motherfuckers.
Damn.
Motherfuckers would instantly fly into a racist panic.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So
nah, bro, in the airport is different. I remember I went to DR 2 weeks back to back, and they was questioning me like a motherfucker, and I feel like no matter what you did, you just feel under attack.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, yo, I'm bringing money into this country, and you signaling me out, you questioning me. She's like, oh, why were you here a week ago? I was like, my grandmother was sick. She's like, so why are you here now? I'm like, motherfucker, the bitch died. What the fuck?
Like, hello?
Anything else? Should I show you a fucking titty, yeah, you asshole?
You want me to cry for you, bitch?
Yeah, bro.
And they're like, oh, what's that huge green dong in your suitcase?
Yeah.
Mind your business, bitch.
Bro, I flew to DR once with a dangly earring. They accused me of homosexual tendencies. They were like, he's here to do gay crime. That's what he's here to do.
Vino a violar la ley.
La ley. A violar. Exacto. Oye, we gotta hold his ass back.
Ese
tigre maneja el nivel saco.
No, mira, aquí tenemos este tipo. Ese pone hombre de mochila.
Ese tiene flow. Oye, y que. Yes, I swear to God, bro. I wore a dangly earring, and they were like, "Yes, arete, es un flow raro, bro."
Eso,
like, bro,
nah, it's a little weird. They're like mentally, they're still in like the 1950s.
Of course, yeah.
Over there, you can't even have long hair if you school. They cut your hair.
I was smoking cigars at my crib yesterday. I don't smoke cigars, but I just wanted to smoke, and my pops was there. And my pops is like a very old school Dominican dude. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, fuck, I'm 42 years old and I can't smoke weed in my own house because my dad is here.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, bro, man, listen,
that's
anyway.
Dominican life. But yo, this is why you gotta, bro, this is why you gotta low key make your parents dislike you for a short period of time. This is Lizbelle's advice for the day, bro. Make them motherfuckers dislike you for a short period of your time so that it does not hurt as much when you are older.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, I rebelled the fuck against. And you would tell me to do something. I'm like, yo, that sounds dumb as shit. I'm not going to do it. I decentered the fuck out of everybody's opinions. Even though I made my own mistakes, they were my mistakes.
Yeah.
So it's like, once you decenter the fucking opinions of everybody else, you grow up, you're like, yo, listen, I smoke weed. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Guess what? You are in my home.
Yeah.
Like, it's different because you have a house, bro. You have children that you look after. You have an entire fucking world.
Yeah.
Where you exist, and it's like you still gotta tiptoe around these motherfuckers. Come on, bro.
Come on, that's crazy.
They could have 17,000 shots of Mama Juana, 14 cigars, do whatever the fuck they want, pull on a cigarette if they want. You can't have a little toot, a little dang.
You can't have a little toot. You know what I'm saying?
Just a little toot.
You can't do a little Obama toosie. Like, you can't do a little.
Perk.
Which is crazy because low key, I feel like if my pops ran down on me in the bathroom and hit a little toot, he'd be like, "Diablo, coño, loco." Si tú vas a oler, huele a una vaina buena.
Es verdad, loco, ve, coño. Mira.
La vaina no sirve.
And they're like, coño, huele solo, pero dame un ching. Coño.
Coño, pero tú.
Huele solo, oh, es crazy.
Huele solo. Yeah, man. Yeah.
No, mira, esta vaina, yo huelía con Fernandito Villalona.
Oh, my God, bro.
Esa vaina era, mira. Esa vaina te ponía.
Esa vaina te ponía, mira. Ah, shit, man.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they lying because that shit gives you coke dick.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what that is. Do you know? Are you familiar with coke dick?
I don't know what it is.
So, man. The disapproving squid.
Hold on, but we.
But I know you're going to tell me.
We got. No. No. All right. Enough.
Enough. All right. Enough.
You
going to
make
enough.
Me Google the shit,
no,
bro? Because
no.
You already told me.
No, we need to stay on topic, goddammit. Duke Dennis, Tyson Nat, playing tag in the mall.
Who, by the way, Duke Dennis, who is somebody who has clearly never had coke dick, because that nigga got like 13 kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Coke dick is when you it's called pushing rope. When you're trying to have sex, but you're soft because the cocaine makes you soft.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you're trying to make it happen, but you can't make it happen because it's like putting spaghetti in an electrical socket.
Yeah, you know, you try to.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
fucked up.
It's fucked. You just like
they give
like,
you bad energy though. And take away that.
Nah. It's crazy. It's like it's the gift and the curse. Cause you be down the leg, you be hitting shorty with the cotorra. Yo, ma, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, boo, boo, boo. And you take, and she's like, oh my god. And then you go back to the crib,
and then you try to push it inside, but then it coils up like a snail,
like
shell.
A little gummy worm.
Oh man,
yeah, nasty.
Yo, we should like do a PSA against that, bro.
Yeah, or something like, yo, if somebody invents, like, you know how they got them like the liquid IV. Yo, have you been out drinking all night?
Yeah,
drink this liquid IV. Pour a little envelope of this shit, and you'll be fine in the morning. They gotta do something like that for coke dick.
Oh,
or what if you just didn't do it?
Oh, or that.
What about that?
Or that, you could do that.
Or
You could just
but you just cancel
you're doing
it out.
This. I'm talking to you, motherfucker. I'm talking to you.
Nah, but you know what you do? You cancel it out. You just if you got coke dick, just hit the gas station, get the Rhino XL. Ooh, you know what I'm saying,
bro?
Just hit that shit real quick.
y'all gonna wake up as alligators, bro. There's no way you're gonna wake up normal after that,
bro.
There's
what
no
do you
way.
Mean, Liz? I got three dicks right now. What are you talking about?
I could just pick one.
I just pick. You know what I'm saying?
How the fuck? I whatever, already, bro. Duke Dennis.
I speak from experience. You know what I'm saying?
A victory light. A victory light.
I speak from experience. You know what I'm saying?
Back to the D.
Yeah.
And by D, I mean Duke. You know what I'm saying? He got arrested for playing hide and seek with Constantine in the San Antonio Mall. Like I said, I feel like this is dumb and racist.
Yeah.
It was wild to me for the camera to pan up and Kai is like this.
He's still recording.
Still recording? His man sitting on the floor like that with his hands behind his back. Hey, but everything is content.
I was going to say, that's how you know they're actually friends because that's something I would do.
Yeah.
So, yo, they ain't get me, but I got to at least grab this.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, don't violate.
Yeah.
Yo, don't violate. Yo, I'm recording y'all.
Yo, what's your name and badge number?
Yo,
what's
your name and badge number? Yo, pussy.
What's your name and badge number?
You got to throw a pussy.
Pussy. You pussy.
Fucking pussy ass. Yo, take the badge off. Take the badge off.
Nah, take the gun and the badge off. Yo, where did my mother? I'll spank you right now. New York lingo is like a little gay. Like all of it.
Yeah, I'll spank you right now.
All of it is a little gay.
Yo, straight up. Yo, I'm going to have you real sexy twerking. I'm going to spank that ass. I'm like,
hold on. What's the sticky fingers bar?
You got to give it to me. Sexy niggas get abducted. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bro. Like, in a vacuum?
Oh, shit.
Like, now I'm nervous.
Yeah. Because I'm a little sexy.
You feel me? Like,
you telling me my safety is in peril?
I'm at risk.
Yeah.
Guys,
you know what I'm saying?
Guys.
Crazy.
You're jacking my body.
Yo.
Wow.
That's OD.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo, hold on. Yo, Liz Bell. What'd you think of the fit? You jacking me, twin?
Yo.
Yeah.
Oh my
yo,
God.
Yo, that has got to plan a whole segment of just that, of just New York lingo and how it's crazy.
You feel me? Because, yo, a lot of motherfuckers out there moving wacky when they should be moving tack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, safety.
He wanted to get that off so bad.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So bad. He wanted to say that shit so fucking bad. He felt so cool saying that shit.
I did.
His hairline grew back under the hat.
Yeah, bro. I'm taking shit. I got a silky on under this bitch, bro.
Looking like Tyrese.
Come on. I walk into a room, Quando Rondo just start playing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but it is... To your point, though, it does seem weird and racist that they would get arrested for some shit like that, because that doesn't sound that different from what we was running around doing in the mall.
Yeah.
Because not only did we have no money, we also had no phones.
Yeah.
So you would just show up, and whoever was at the mall was just at the mall.
Bro.
So, like, you would do stupid shit like that. Like,
would you go to fucking, it ain't even a mall, bro. You go to fucking at Conway with your fucking parents, bro, and you buying nylon drawers.
Yeah.
And you with your siblings and shit, and y'all hiding in the clothing racks and shit, and be like, yo, I'm over here. Yo, boo, boo, boo. Mm-hmm. Like, we used to do that shit all the time. Never got arrested.
I mean, we were fucking kids, to be honest. They 30.
Nah.
Like, they older. And also, you know.
She said, they 30.
You know what I'm also.
You 36.
You know what I'm also time. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Teddy Ray.
Yeah, R.I.P. Teddy Ray.
God, double cheeked up on the Thursday.
But also, you got to tie in. It's Kai Cenat, bro, and Duke Dennis. Like, these motherfuckers are famous. And I could pretty much assure you that there was some kind of ruckus of just people, like, seeing them and being mad hype and probably following them around.
Yeah.
But I have to tell the story that we pulled a prank on my mom a few days ago where we put up a fake picture of her stealing in the supermarket that I took like 3 months ago. We printed it in black and white, put it on the fridge, and fake took her to the supermarket. She beat the shit out of all three of us, bro. Live at the supermarket. She was dead chasing us around that bitch. She yoked me up. She made us all apologize. But the only thing is that we had the manager in on it. So that's what helped us. If we wouldn't, imagine mommy just chasing us around like that. They would have called the cops on us.
And the fucked up shit is that people know who you are.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to try to be like, oh, they're going to be like, oh, yo, they doing a skit.
Yeah,
it's mad funny.
That's literally what happened.
Diablo, is that real glass? Oh, my God. That's crazy. But yo, it's mad funny. Yo, do Daddy Ranch.
Oh my God.
Yo. Now yeah. Somebody stopped us and they was like, oh wait, like you guys are doing something now. And I'm like, bitch, move. Help. Like I was running from my mom and she locked me in a corner with a tray. She was damn. Like, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, yeah. I turned around, mom is right there. Yeah, we all got fucked up.
She turned around like she looked behind her. It's the cop from Terminator 2.
Yo,
like this. It's the T-1000 like this.
Liquid metal mommy.
Yeah,
shit,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
Hey, espera que yo te agarre, coño.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I yo. Still feel that shit.
But like, you're up there where like people start noticing you. I'm not quite there yet, so I'm pretty sure I could show up to a Neiman Marcus with like six of my friends with a blue rubber ball and just start playing suicides in that shit. I just start chasing motherfuckers around by the North Face rat. Just, wow. You know what I mean? Crazy.
That used to be the most fun. To me, I feel like it's fucked up. Now they have like some shit happened where they started to put a fucking age range.
Yes.
At the mall. You couldn't go in if you weren't past 18 years old.
Yeah.
A bunch of teenagers had like stormed it. But bro, that used to be the funnest part of my childhood.
Yo.
We didn't do crazy shit like that, but just being able to go to the mall, broke
mad
as fuck.
Deep.
Yeah.
Only being able to afford a pretzel and just being with your friends, to me, that was the funnest shit
just
in the world.
Just kicking it. I remember New Rock City, you know what I'm saying? They had the movie theater and they had the mall and the food court and all that shit. And we used to go there mad deep, bro. But then, I mean, I, as the wash guy, I was like, I kind of get it. Because I was like, we were wildin'. Like, they would close the food court and we would go in there and it's like, yo, there's that motherfucker we got beef with. And it's just like, all right, bro, what are we going to do? It's 30 of us. It's three of them. We could just beat the shit out of them. Nah, let's not do that. Let's go in the closed food court and start throwing chairs out of the food court at these niggas. Like,
what?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
I guess that's better than jumping them.
I guess.
Damn,
you know what
bro.
I'm saying? We fucked them motherfuckers up, boy. But we were like throwing furniture. I was just like, all right, bro. I understand now. Like,
yeah, you see, y'all deserve to be arrested.
We definitely did. But the shit that you said, it fucked me up because I went to the mall and I was just like, it's a rule now. It's like, yo, you cannot mm-hmm. be. No, like nobody under the age of like, I think it's like 16 is a cutoff, is allowed in the mall without supervision,
yeah.
without like an adult. And I was just like, that's crazy.
I mean, have you been around teenagers lately?
I mean,
they be fucking wild.
They be wilding, like, which is why we are now announcing on Victory Light our program, our mall chaperoning program, where Liz or Rainey or both will chaperone your kid to the mall for $55 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Plus tax, you know what I mean? I can't do it because, you know what I'm saying, like, my knees got arthritis, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? They got young knees, you know what I'm saying? So they will be able to help your child be stupid and aggressive at the mall.
That's right.
No.
And I got a 4-store maximum, bitch. We're not about to be in that bitch all fucking day. Okay?
Oh, no,
I got
no, no,
other
no, no.
shit to do, all right?
Bro, Lego store, Claire's.
Bro,
you
we
know what I'm saying?
Bro,
Best Buy, we out.
We
Yellow Rat Bastard.
We hitting, yeah. We hitting Hot Topic. We hitting goddamn Newberry Comics. We just going to the stores I want to go to. All right? That's all that's
yeah,
happening.
And you got to sign a contract that let us know we could put our hands on your kids.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's on the waiver.
I ain't babysitting no badass kids.
Nah,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll
yeah.
push you down the escalator, motherfucker. Yeah, bitch.
The
yeah.
up the up ones.
So the up one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they go up.
The right. up ones. So you look like Sonic. Just going down the thing like this. Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Bro, he's speeding up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. But then that shit reminded me of, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, that whole situation was crazy. But, like, I feel like streamers, it's like the NBA slam dunk contest. It's like, how far can we take this, bro?
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, like, once when Blake Griffin jumped over to Kia and dunked the ball, I was like, all right, bro, we're done here.
Yeah.
Like, what else are you going to do, dog?
Yeah.
Like, jump over a plane.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking dunk
I mean,
and then shoot a gun at the same time.
They're
like,
getting very fucking creative. Like,
yeah.
Phantom just had the cameraman Olympics. So it's not even about
shit.
The streamers now. It's about the motherfuckers recording.
The cameras.
Yeah.
They did a cameraman Olympics where they like the Kai had to run mad far and your cameraman has to
stay keep with
yeah,
you.
They gotta stay right on some Maury shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
like these motherfuckers are getting creative, bro. And it is a new world. So
yeah.
Yo, Maury cameraman. Yo, yeah, about to come out of retirement. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, listen, there's a spot for you.
Bro,
okay.
next slam dunk contest, I'm going to develop some sort of technology to generate a black hole in the middle of the court so that if any, so that way anybody successfully jumps over it has just avoided certain annihilation. And it'd be great. You can't top that, you know?
That's
you can't
it, bro.
Top that. Because it seems like we're just in a never ending. It's like, yo, you know how people make the joke everything is wrestling? Everything is Dragon Ball. Yo, it's all power scaling.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who Goku's fighting as long as he was stronger than the last motherfucker. And it's like, as long as you're doing more than the last guy, it doesn't matter.
You're good.
It doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, they were setting fireworks off outside. Fuck, what can we do now? Fireworks
inside.
You know what I'm saying? Let's blow up the house. Fuck it. You know? So I'm calling it now. I'm going to generate some type of black hole tech that I could put in the middle of the court. So, you know what I'm saying?
Dog. Yeah. When you said the fireworks inside, bro, I'm like, yo, the streamers are doing so much. Because I was like, yo, like, yeah, I know I fucking back my car, but I love the car. I love my car because of the exhaust sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at fucking, shout out to Phantom. I'm looking at Phantom's Instagram. And he's like, yo, this is my car, boo, boo, boo. Bro, that motherfucker turned that shit on. That shit was like, he's talking, and he's just like.
You can't hear
it's
shit.
Screaming.
I'm just like, yeah. And I was just like, bro, what the fuck you got in there? And nigga pin that shit. Because I was just like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Fam, listen. So, y'all are doing a lot. Keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's the future. You know what I'm saying? But the past was one fellow named, he had two names, Boonk Gang.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? The original.
The original.
Crash Out.
Crash Out streamer.
Streamer.
The original Boonk Gang, whole lot of gang shit.
Whole lot of gang shit. Bro, so then I started going back, because like the first thing, because that was like connected to that like thread, right? It was like the Duke Dennis getting arrested. It's like, yeah, remember the OGYN. Like, I'm just like, damn, bro, but he was really, really wilding out. He wasn't playing.
Yeah, it wasn't like everything is a skit now. If you are on Twitch with a camera on and you got over 150 concurrent viewers and the chat is going like this, it's a skit.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. Skit.
Boonk was about that life.
Was really outside.
He was also on drugs. Like he said that.
That
he
part.
Was, he was on heavy was drugs. Like, so yeah, that, I was like, fucked up. A lot of crazy shit.
Well, way to kill the fucking fun, Lizbell. Jesus Christ.
What are you going to do? The motherfucker was high as a motherfucker.
High as a bitch. I mean.
And he was low-key fucked up.
Like, yeah.
He was doing a lot of fucked up shit. I remember seeing him one time knock over somebody's fruit stand.
Fruit stand.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the shit that I said that I'd seen that was like, this motherfucker's bugging. Like, he was at like a Rolex store or like a AP or a Patek, whatever. And he was just like, yo, he's like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? And he gave the watch back to Shorty. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
oh, he's being normal.
He's like psyching her out or whatever. Yeah. Like, and he's like, ah. And he's like, yo, let me see, can I hold it? And he's just like, boom, get a whole lot of gang shit. And he's just like, it's just like the camera, like, he's running and shit. And I was just like, bro, what? I was like, yo, dog.
Yeah.
I was like, this is nuts.
Someone tagged Boom Gang on the storefront of my dad's restaurant, and he had to ask me what that was.
Oh, you know? My God, bro. And you were just like, fuck?
It's a whole lot of gang shit, Dad.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of gang shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No. Well, who is it?
Why would you tag Boonk Gang on a restaurant?
On a Vietnamese, on a pho restaurant. What's the correlation there?
Was it Boonk himself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It had to be.
I mean, I'm just glad that everybody was safe.
Yeah.
He didn't try to steal the spring rolls. I don't know.
Yeah. A victory light. A victory light.
But yo, who's the next streamer to turn to Christ, you think?
Oh, man. Because Boonk Gang has turned his life around.
And Which is really dope.
He's a child of God. Yeah. I'm not mad. Yeah, I'm not mad at all.
Yeah,
I'm like,
he's
damn,
been very
bro.
Consistent too. Like, yeah. For the last like 3 years.
Three years.
It's
yeah.
not like he, because realistically, I could see like Neon or even Aiden.
Oh yeah.
Like I feel like
yeah.
the really, really.
That's my answer, by the way.
Like the people who are really fucked up and mean would probably turn to religion.
Sneak out.
But in the way, yeah. But in, I mean, he did.
Oh yeah, he's like, I'm Muslim now.
Yeah,
get
exactly.
the fuck up, nigga. You ain't bacon,
but I
nigga
think
cheese.
That they'll turn to it to kind of revamp their image.
Yeah.
And be like, oh look, I called people slurs before, but now I know God.
I love God.
But with Boogie, you could kind of tell it was he's more dead genuine. Ass. Yeah.
Because he got clean and shit. You know what I'm saying? He found God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He got clean, put on a button up.
That's it. That's all you gotta
do. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes you just put on a fucking button up and an H&M tie.
That's it, dog.
That's all it takes.
And then the face tats immediately disappear.
Yeah. But if you think about it, it's crazy that the things that he used to do back then that were very isolated, it was really just him. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people do.
And they
probably don't do it to that extent of fucking Wallin. But if you think about what streamers do, where it's just like, it is a reality TV show.
100%.
Happening in real time.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing I don't like about streaming is that motherfuckers think that everybody's a part of that reality TV show.
Yeah.
And because you're live, everybody's a character in your show. It's like, motherfucker, this person is coming home from a 17-hour shift.
Yeah.
Bro. This motherfucker got to take care of their mom once they get home. You think that motherfucker is in the mood to be a clown in your parade?
It's a prank, bro. It's a prank.
Yeah,
it's a prank.
I'll show you a fucking prank.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
I just don't like
when you bother people who are in their own world.
Yeah.
If you're doing it in a playful way, in a funny way, you go like, you know, some people prank people and it's something harmless and it just makes them laugh. All right, but don't do shit that you know it's gonna make people upset.
Yeah. Fam, pulling a quarter from behind somebody's ear is very different than slapping a drink off of their table.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And trying to give them a new one. It's like, bro, come on.
Also, I would like to bring back, not that it ever left, but it's getting way less attention than like the IRL streamers. Can we bring back watching people actually do things and play games?
That is how it started.
I was there. Oh, like, bro, I love when Kai gets in his like, I'm gonna stream until I beat this game.
Yeah,
I love when he gets in that bag. Production value is awesome. He had the fucking statue of Shorty from Elden Ring, like 9 feet, like the 1-to-1 real life 9-foot statue. He had the armor on and all that shit. Like, let's get back to that, bro. And like at the end, it was so wholesome because he was like, "Yo, I've never experienced a game like this. Like, this shit like made me." Like better at games, I feel like. Like this shit is 101.
This story is dope.
Then like you also, because so many people watch you, you inspire people to play games other
than NBA 2K?
Yeah. Yeah. You inspire motherfuckers to play something else than a game with a gun and a ball in it.
Yeah.
You know? Cast some spells, ooh, motherfucker. You know?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Call of Duty NBA 2K.
Yeah.
What the fuck you gonna
do? Basketball of Duty. I'm making it happen.
Ball
of Duty, bro. I'm making it fucking happen. Yo, Activision, fuck with your boy.
Oh my God.
Victory Light Productions, man. Victory Light Entertainment. Oh, Ball of Duty. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
You play
dude.
21. First one to die loses.
Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of losing.
I mean, at first it sounded crazy, but the more you say it, the more I'm like, yo, I actually might play that.
You know what I'm saying? Ball of Duty.
No, you bring back NBA Street.
But it's Street for real.
instead of Call of Duty Black Ops, it's Ball of Duty Crack Rock. Ball of Duty Crack Rock. All the stages are like 180 different Crotona.
River Park Towers.
Yo, River Park Towers. 182nd and Creston.
Yo, like, you remember in Street Fighter when like you would go and it's like the little like Taiwan and then Thailand. And
plane, yeah.
They go to plane. You just on a bus.
Yeah.
River Park Towers, Castle Hill.
Yeah.
Golden Corral on Tremont and Castle Hill.
Yeah. Ball of Duty Crack Rock is coming. Victory Light Studios, baby.
Yo, we making it happen.
Independent gaming venture.
Holla at your boys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the boys is gender neutral. You know what I'm saying? Don't be in the comments and be like, yo, y'all excluded list. That's the homie.
Yeah.
They are excluding me.
Nah.
Liz Bell, one of the bros.
One of the bros.
No, I'm not.
Nah, don't lie like to the people, Liz Bell.
I'm not one of the bros, bro.
Bro, you really be like, you know what her response to shit be? I'd be like, yo, Liz, how you feeling? Like, you feeling good? She'd be like, type shit.
That's crazy.
Yo, and you gonna tell me you're not one of the homies? You're not one of the homies?
Yo,
come on, son.
Yo, I'm type lit right now.
Now you know what it is? Yeah. It's a triggering thing for women because it's like most of your life you are raised to be a fucking pick me. It's like, oh, I want to be one of the boys. I want to be one of the guys. As a woman, it's like, no, motherfucker, I am a motherfucking woman.
Yeah.
And I just happen to be friends with y'all.
Yo, yeah. Also, it's you're right. And it's I know where this comes from. You know what I'm saying? This is not, yo, pick me. I want to be one of their bros. This is, I studied under Iris Bell.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Edie Spader.
Yeah, so
you know
what I'm saying? So when we say that Liz Bell's one of the bros, we don't mean that she's going to cover for you cheating, yeah. lying motherfuckers. We mean that she goes home and goes to sleep to O Solo battle videos. Yes. That's what we mean.
I don't like how y'all be on here exposing my business.
Listen.
Like, y'all listen to Rain. I listen to J Mills. Why we gotta judge each other? Is what I'm saying.
Yo, listen, I'm not judging you at all. I'm going to be right there with you playing the demo version of Ball of Duty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Crack and rock.
Ball of Duty, crack rock.
You know what I'm saying? And speaking of somebody else that's balling, they're not balling. What the fuck am I talking about? They're bugging. They are bugging. Nicki Minaj has been going at Roc Nation for a week?
Oh, hell no. It's been way longer than that.
Yeah, over a week? Yeah. Weeks? Months?
Yeah.
However long.
It's been a few months.
Very long, bro. And we're not even going to get super duper into like all the everything. One of the points that she's saying is that Jay or Roc Nation owes her like 200 M's for the title deal. And there's like a lot of other business stuff in there that's like boring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She also feels like they've been like trying to like sabotage her behind the scenes.
Right. Like, yo, with the Super Bowl shit and Lil Wayne and the Young Money, all that connection. So I was like, yeah, this is like music industry, like drama, like whatever, cool, like da da da. All right, like, should I put it in the doc? Maybe I don't put it in the doc. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. It's been going on for a long time. People might be tired of hearing of it. Then at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, Nicki Minaj started going back and forth with Cowboys wide receiver, former Cowboys wide receiver, Dez Bryant. And they going back and forth. And at one point, Nicki Minaj was like, hey, fuck you, nigga. My man will fuck you up for $10 million.
Wow.
Huh? And yes. Like, yo.
My man will fight you. She was like, I got $10 million for you right now if you pull up and fight my man.
Right, pull up right now. I'm going to drop a pin. I'll give you 10 M's to fight my man right now.
Would you do it, Rainey?
She must not need the Roc Nation bread that bad.
Yo, I'm like, $10 million.
What the fuck? I'll do it in front of your kids.
In front of your kids?
Yeah.
He just added that. That sounded mad scary.
Yeah, yeah. Bro.
But also, bro, this motherfucker's a football player.
Right. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Dog, I have a picture standing next to this guy, and I look small. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dog, like, he's... Well, what? He's an inch taller. He is 6'3",
yeah,
220 something pounds, which now I'm realizing I'm the same size. So remember that when you talk spicy in the comments, all right? And I got big hands. That's you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Women are gonna like that. You're trying to threaten them, and they're just like, "Oh, that's hot."
They're gonna rewind this part.
Yep.
Con esa manopla. ¿Tú me entiendes?
All right. You know what I'm saying? We don't need no thirst traps.
Yeah, I mean, right now. Just clapping your cheeks like. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
You know what I mean?
Mario, por favor.
Yo, you
oh
see,
my
yo.
God.
Un hombre de Dios.
Yo, I'm trying to get these numbers up. Yo, you been a bad girl?
Mario, please.
You need to get spanked.
This is so bad. You know most of our audience is male, right?
You like that?
Good.
We did two shades of gray right there, real quick.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Now we back to the show.
Yeah.
What fucked me up is not the Nicki and she's a megastar and Des Bryant is a football player and her man is a PDF file and this, that, and all this crazy shit. None of that. What hit me was what, like, does he know this?
Yeah.
Like, did you tell him this? Like, yo, you about to fight.
That is a good question.
Yeah, you about to fight an NFL player to defend my honor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
Bro, she's moving like a Batman villain, just sending a hired goon to deal with the bat.
Like henchman.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's also a henchman?
This is a motherfucker that's on probation. He's already on probation.
Hello?
for I don't want to get flagged on YouTube, but for sexual
all
violence.
All that shit, yeah.
Sexual violence and actual violence. Like, he killed somebody, and then he also
He also SVU'd somebody.
Exactly.
Come on. So, dum, dum, like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah. So he's on papers.
Yeah, he's
forever.
he's already involucrado con la ley.
Bro, I remember.
He's trying to make him fight.
I remember he made like one video in an alley.
Yes.
Like responding to like Quavo or Offset.
I remember that, yeah.
Or somebody.
Yeah. He was like threatening Offset.
And the law was on his
immediately.
Ass. They were, yo.
Immediately.
I've never seen a post go up and come down.
Fam.
Faster than that, bro.
Because why? Yo, I feel like I'm crazy. Because I remember being raised by motherfuckers who used to do bad shit. Bad shit, I mean selling drugs. And the worst thing in the world was to be near a phone.
A camera.
To be near even a closed phone. It was like, it was unheard of. Yeah. And now motherfuckers be recording their own crimes, like posting about it. It's like, yo. You have a curfew. Why are you outside?
Yeah, why are you outside?
You're not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
With three other felons talking about, yo, we gonna kill you when we see you, nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Like this is me, Kenneth Petty.
Yeah. You're looking into the camera, yo, twin.
Holding his license and
also,
shit. Like.
Also, pan the camera down.
Oh, shit.
Let me see your ankle.
Joe!
Oh, yeah.
The guy had the lunchbox on his fucking ankle.
Come on, bro.
Like, what the fuck, bro?
I mean, the motherfucker, he's level 3, meaning he has to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life.
Damn. Yeah.
So,
and my thing is, as a woman, you don't love that man, bro.
Nah.
There's no way, because when you really love a man, you never want to see him in a physical fight unless it's literally your last bet.
Yeah.
He has to defend you. But for she uses him as like a sick. Like she'd be like sicking him on people.
Get him.
Like,
yeah, it's go weird. Get him.
Yeah, exactly.
It's mad weird.
And that's not the first time she's done it. But the fact that now she's offering $10 million, like I would fight him.
Right?
I'll
fight that nigga right
I'll
now.
I'll try.
You shitting me? Yeah. I was like, you know how many times I did this shit for free?
Mm-hmm.
Like for whack pussy? You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck out of here,
damn.
Bro. Like, yo.
Damn.
You know who you are, bitch. Like, yo, I done fought like 100. Bro, I fought a dude on fucking 187th and Crotona who was scared of me. So he ran. I'm chasing this nigga down 187th, bro. And he's running from me because he's scared. I'm like, nah. I'm fucking you up. And I, like, as I'm running, I'm like, why am I fucking this dude up? Mm-hmm. I'm like, he's talking to Shorty. Shorty's giving him the time of day. So what am I? I should be mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm over here like a boo-boo the fool chasing this nigga down 187. He jumps in his fucking Honda Civic. Now I'm fucking like punching this motherfucker through the window. He's so shook that he just turns the shit on and hits the gas. I'm fucking like skating on like on the side of the car.
Oh my
like,
God.
Doing this shit. Like down 187, punching this dude in the fucking neck. And I'm just like, bro, like, what am I doing?
Yo,
the whole time I'm like, what am I doing?
Yo, bro.
What am I doing?
Why are you always in some sort of like Tex Avery, Warner Brothers?
That
like,
shit sounds
like
crazy.
Loony. Like, why are you always in like an Animaniacs situation, bro?
Yo,
you know when he started the car, you know your feet made the sound.
It's a cloud of smoke.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? What are you saying to me right now?
Bro, man. And it was crazy because I was just like, yo. I was like, I swear to God, I don't remember because it was just like a pure adrenaline, but I swear to God, I said this. I was like, yo, if I die, I'm going to kill you.
That's right, bro.
And it's just like, yo.
Those are some great final words.
Just, bro just slammed on the brakes and took his lumps, bro.
Yeah.
He just let me wash him up, and then he just got in his car and left. I was just like, bro, thank you. Cause we could have both died. You know what I'm saying? Like you would have crashed and shit, bro, into the bodega.
You ain't shit for that. I might need that look back for him, bro. Before we leave today.
Yo, but he was talking crazy. That's what I'm saying. I was like, yo, bro, like don't talk crazy if you don't got hands. I'm the first one to be like, yo, you got it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not no fucking tough guy, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got my no plan shit. Like, I'll get it shaking. But fam, if it's fucking 6'12" bitch, 350 pounds, like there's weight divisions for a reason, man.
Yeah.
Like I'm not winning this fight without fucking throwing you down the stairs or doing something.
Or throwing a chair from the food court.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just not gonna happen otherwise.
I gotta do it. This is what we gotta do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what really bothered me was that she was volunteering this motherfucker like a gladiator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, bro, like, nah, we gotta stop. Yo, guys. Like, listen, man, I know that this is not a Manosphere podcast. And this is not red pill at all. This is just common sense. Stop fighting over Shorty. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop, bro. Have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be like his pops and be like, hey, pelea por mí.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't be like the man who abandoned me as a child.
Damn, and that crack in your voice made it sound all the more real.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, that wasn't even from the performance. That's just my emotions. Yeah, you know what I mean, coming to the forefront right now. That's just me that processing these emotions in real time, because that's what we give you here at Victory Life.
You know
we give you the real, son. Yeah. And this has been another fucking fantastic episode. God damn it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We here. We got. Goddamn, we got Thank You, Eden, on the boards.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying? Filling in for Hassan and saying,
yeah, baby.
We got in the building as well. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Don't ever forget
it.
We got super producer, big director, Big Min Tran in the building. You know what I mean? And your lovely host. And your lovely hosts, none other than, first and foremost, Liz Bell La Matatana Ortiz. You know what I'm saying?
The super big.
We got
it's your boy.
We got Durag with the Baldy.
Durag Duke Dennis.
Durag
not Baldy Dennis.
Durag Dookie Dennis.
Dookie Dennis.
You know what I'm saying? Dominican Duke Dennis with the Durag. Big Marrow in the building.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm just Rainy, and I love you guys.
That's right. The rap god. Holla at your boys. We'll be back.
Bye.
Hit that subscribe, bitch. We almost have 50.
A victory light. A victory light.